Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King.
I will sing,
every day I live.
I will sing,
I will sing,
for the blessings you alone can give.
Hosanna, sing,
Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Hosanna to the King.
Hosanna, sing,
Hosanna, sing,
Hosanna to the King.
Give me joy in my heart each day.
Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing.
Keep me singing till the break of day. Hosanna, sing,
Hosanna,
sing,
Hosanna, sing,
Hosanna,
sing,
Hosanna
to the King.
Thank you. That was very uplifting. Let us come now before the throne of God. Let us unite our hearts and our minds and our spirits. Loving and gracious God, gentle shepherd, as we gather this morning, make us mindful of your presence. With all the strains of the week past and the worry we carry into worship, we ask you to make us new this morning. Creator God, we thank you and we praise you for all the beauty and the blessings of our lives. As the leaves are turning, as the temperature is dropping, as we are about unpacking and getting out of storage our winter clothes in preparation for the coming weather, we are especially reminded that you, faithful God, are the God of all the seasons of our lives. We thank you for allowing us to see the beauty and the blessings of your creation. We thank you also this day for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see the needs and the concerns of your children. Watch over all those who are in any kind of difficulty. Bring comfort, we pray, to those who walk through the dark valleys of illness, grief, loss, and despair. We confess, God, that we do try to act out of love, but all too often we miss the mark. Forgive us when we fail to care for others and the world that you created. Forgive us, Lord, when we try to go it alone. Make us ever mindful that our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Help us to recognize all the ways that you lead us to the safety of your mercy and love. And Lord, we ask that you give us strength and courage to continue in the path of discipleship all the days of our lives. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to unite our voices into one and to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us rise and celebrate God's goodness in our lives as the ushers come forward. Sustaining God, we cannot turn stones into bread, so we ask that you bless these offerings to become food and drink for those in need. We cannot depend on others to do the rescuing, so please bless us to be a safety net for those who are falling through the cracks. Giving God, touch these gifts and our giving with your love, and use them to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us join in singing together, Seek Ye First.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Like every good Disney movie, let's begin with Once Upon a Time. Once upon a time, a burglar broke into a house and began going through the drawers and the closets, looking for valuables to steal. And suddenly he heard a voice say in a very warning way, "Jesus is watching you." He stopped. He looked around. He shrugged. He went back to ransacking the house. And then he heard the voice again. "Jesus is watching you." Well, the burglar continued searching the house, looking for items of value. And then a third time he heard the voice, "Jesus is watching you." And this time the burglar stopped. He looked around and he saw a huge parrot sitting on his perch. Now the burglar figures he really wants some time. He really wants to find as many valuables as he can. So he decides, well, he'll try to make friends with the parrot. He turns to the parrot and he says, "So, buddy, what's your name?" And the parrot responds, "Moses." Well, the burglar has a good laugh and he says, "What kind of a person would name their parrot Moses?" And the parrot says, "The same kind of people who would name their pit bull Jesus." It's so good to be home. Will you pray with me? Holy God, wake us up if we're asleep. Calm the storm if we're overwhelmed. Whatever it takes, Lord, open our hearts and our minds to hear your voice as you speak a new and life-changing word to each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sometimes I think about how easy, how comfortable, how nice it was to be a child. When decisions were made by going eeny, meeny, miny, mo, financial decisions, money issues, money problems, well, they were handled by whoever was the banker in Monopoly. And being old, well, that referred to anyone over the age of 20. Children often have a way of simplifying issues that can confound and challenge adults. This is a true story. Shortly after I went into ministry, a friend sent me an email. I printed out the email, and I scotch taped it to the inside of the closet door of my office. It told the story of a group of children who were in Sunday school, and the teacher invited them to stand up and recite their favorite memory verse. Well, one little girl raised her hand, and she said she knew the 23rd Psalm. Now, the teacher was a little bit skeptical that a four-year-old would be able to recite the entire 23rd Psalm. But she called on her anyway, and the little girl stood up, and she said, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want." And then she took a bow. I saved that email. It's in the closet because I believe it best summarizes our relationship with the shepherd of our lives. The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. Here again, the comforting words from the 23rd Psalm. I grew up reading the beautiful language of the King James Version, so that is what I would like to share with you now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, over the years, I am sure, like many of you, have heard or read Psalm 23 many, many, many times. It is definitely one of the most familiar passages in all literature. Even people who know virtually nothing about Judaism or Christianity still know this psalm, or at least recognize a part of it. It is a comforting passage. It speaks to God providing for us and protecting us. The 23rd Psalm is seldom used as a scripture for a Sunday message. More likely, it's read in hospitals, or to the sick and dying, or to those who are incarcerated in prison, at funeral and memorial services. The words are very comforting, very comforting. They suggest that the deceased will live on peacefully in the presence of God. But this morning, I want to look at what the 23rd Psalm means to us who are still in this earthly life, because I believe that this is a psalm for the living. Now, it wouldn't be possible to break down every verse, every word of the 23rd Psalm. That would be a 4, maybe a 6-hour sermon, and I know that you all want to get home in time for the Steelers game. So we'll just be unpacking a few of the highlights. And I'd like to begin with looking at why the 23rd Psalm is so well-liked and so often requested. Well, for starters, I think that one of the popular perceptions of American culture is that we are busy, we are productive, and we are very hurried people. Aren't we always trying to push ourselves? We have our to-do lists, we have our voicemail, we have our email, we have our tablets, we have our smartphones, and where would we be without Facebook and Twitter, and Instagram. For the most part, we are almost always plugged in electronically. You know, I see people with earbuds in their ears, walking along, driving along, shopping for groceries, riding in elevators, even standing and waiting for buses. I personally enjoy watching people walking around the lake at North Park, and I've noticed that even on solitary walks, even early in the morning or even at twilight, people listen to the sounds coming through their earbuds. We are busy people. You all know your own schedule. Every square on the calendar is filled in. We pride ourselves on being 24/7 people. And so that brings a question. If we are active, busy people, always on the go, and for most appearances, it seems like we really don't like silence, how then do we explain the extraordinary popularity of the words from the 23rd Psalm that paint a picture of tranquility and peace? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I am content to simply be God's child. I am at peace. I need nothing more. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Why do you think the shepherd makes the sheep, and we are the sheep, lie down? Do you think it could be because the shepherd knows we really need to rest? He leads me beside still waters, green pastures, still waters, peaceful streams. Everything suggests calm, and quiet. However, if that quiet is just a lack of outside stimulation, no TV, no phone, no computer, then that is just quiet for quiet's sake. The quiet that our soul needs is the stripping away of all extraneous sights and sounds so that we can hear the still, small voice of God. The voice calling to us, speaking to us, reminding us of God's love and peace. Then that quiet, which the shepherd leads us to, that quiet is a redemptive gift. That is the quiet that restores our very souls. In the Gospel of John, we read, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them, and they follow me." How can we hear the shepherd's voice, or any voice for that matter, if we are always, always inundated with a variety of sounds? Yes, we first need peace and quiet, for it is only beside still waters that there is a sense of aloneness. And that allows for the awareness of God. Stillness not only allows us to hear the voice of the shepherd, but it also invites and encourages reflection. And that reflection is how the shepherd revives and restores our very souls. All right, as the kids say, I get it, I get it. Renewal, restoration is possible. A chance to start over is mine because the shepherd takes me where I need to be. So what am I waiting for? What am I waiting for? Every day we have two choices. We can wander aimlessly trying to self-direct, or we can allow our shepherd to lead us where we need to be led. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. That's just shorthand for saying God will lead me, if I allow him to, into the path of doing God's will. Now, most of you, or some of you, know that I am the consummate city girl. So I found the time that I spent living in Greene County to be very challenging, but it was also very enlightening. You see, Greene County is a huge sheep farming area. So when I was living there, I learned several things about sheep. First of all, they are defenseless. Other animals have claws or beaks or teeth or poison or camouflage, quills, hard shells, etc., 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 to enable them to protect themselves and escape from predators. The sheep doesn't. And I seriously doubt that when the sheep says baa, that scares many people. You see, the sheep are totally dependent on the shepherd to protect them. And we are the sheep. I also learned that you do not drive sheep like you drive cattle. You don't push them from behind, but rather you go before them and you lead them. In the 10th chapter of John, we read, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they do not recognize his voice. Now, we're all familiar with that nursery rhyme. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, to be certain, that's true. Sheep will definitely follow their shepherd. Sheep will follow the person to whom they are most closely bonded. When we were living in Greene County, we were invited out to visit a sheep farm. And that particular spring, they had a pair of twin baby lambs. And the wife explained that they often took baby lambs into the house with them for several weeks. Well, they took in this little pair of twin baby lambs, and the wife shared with me that she had named them Goodness and Mercy. Now, of course, I'm a city girl, so I had a question. Why in the world would you name two little lambs Goodness and Mercy? Oh, that's easy, she said, because they follow me all day long. You know, I thought that was Greene County humor, but I realized how much sheep do, in fact, follow their leaders. God's goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Now, the word follow is not just in the passive voice, as the English word might imply. The Hebrew word is much, much stronger. It suggests a more active verb, a word like pursue. So then we would read, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. That carries a sense that goodness and mercy will hound me. They will find me wherever I might go. Now, if they were negative things, that could be downright threatening. But in the 23rd Psalm, there's a sense of comfort in knowing that these aspects of God's love, goodness, and mercy will not leave us to ourselves, but they will follow us wherever we are. This is a psalm for the living. So what are we waiting for? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, let me ask you something. Would you rather be run over by a Mack truck, or would you rather be run over by the shadow of a Mack truck? I think that's a very important difference here. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The 23rd Psalm assures us God leads us in safety, even in the roughest times, even through valleys that are so frightening, so discouraging, so disappointing that they may actually feel like death. And we have all been there. We've all been in a valley. Some of the valleys, some of the shadows are in our past. But in our memory, they are still very painful. Some of us are in the midst of a valley or a shadow right this day. But the good news is this. Our shepherd knows all about the valleys. Perhaps it's the valley of problems at work. Perhaps it's the valley of problems with children, or problems in a marriage, or the valley of financial problems, or the valley of a loss of health. Perhaps it's the valley of grief, the valley of despair, the valley of guilt, the valley of worry, the valley of growing old and aging, the valley of fear about the future, the valley of desperation, the valley of stress, the valley of injustice. Now I'm going to pause for just a few seconds and let you think in your own mind about your own valleys. The 23rd Psalm assures us that God is with us and that God is close by our side through it all. I will fear no evil. I will not be afraid, for thou art with me. You see, there's no place where we are truly alone, and there is no place where the shepherd is not with us. Even in the worst of times, even in the worst of situations, God is present, and that is what it means to dwell in God's home, to dwell in God's house. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, my whole life long, forever. Not just sometime in the future, not just in my eternal home, not just in my hereafter home, but right here and right now. This is a psalm for the living. Imagine the blessings and the peace we miss out on when we keep God out of any part of our lives. The Good Shepherd eagerly awaits the opportunity to take our hand and to guide us safely out of the fast lane, out of all the noise, out of all the busyness. The Good Shepherd eagerly awaits the opportunity to walk beside us through the valley. There is power and there is strength for the living in the 23rd Psalm. We started out acknowledging that many people, regardless of their religious tradition, or even if they have little or no religious background, often know the words part of the 23rd Psalm. Unfortunately, they don't know the shepherd. So what are we waiting for? This morning's takeaway is this. If you are seeking still waters in your life, if you are seeking to draw closer to the shepherd, let the words of the 23rd Psalm become a part of your day's journey. Perhaps it'll be when you awaken, before your feet even hit the floor. Perhaps you'll be sitting on the side of the bed with your legs dangling. Perhaps it will be when you're showering. Perhaps it will be when you're brushing your teeth or eating your breakfast. Perhaps as you are driving to work or you are starting your to-do list, preparing dinner, maybe picking the kids up from school, walking the dog, or when you're getting ready to retire at night. I am encouraging you, I am inviting you to pray the 23rd Psalm every day, whenever and wherever it works for you. I am encouraging and inviting you to pray it, either silently or out loud. Now, I'll be honest, I have found if I pray it out loud, it keeps me legal. Please don't just recite it in a sing-song voice, but instead, pray the words slowly, deliberately, linger on each word, pause, and listen for the shepherd's voice calling your name. Let the depth and the meaning of these familiar words touch your heart and your soul and bring you comfort and a reminder of God's presence throughout your day. The good news is this: you are a child of God. In fact, you are a child of the Most High God. So give yourself the gift. Give yourself the gift every day of the 23rd Psalm. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, each day may we become closer to knowing, to embracing, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm.